Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickey, going back to last night, the feeling in the dugout, this team doesn't seem to flinch. I mean, more magic here at Citi Field.
Yeah, they really don't, and our crowd doesn't either. You know, they stick around even when we're down. That's the one thing I noticed in that national series. The crowd was there to support us even when we were down and help us come back, and they did it again last night. So the team's not wavering, the crowd's not, and it's electric here at Citi Field.
J.D. Davis is down 0-2. The confidence that he has in himself, and what about the confidence you have in him at that point to be able to work the bat the way he did and then come through?
Yeah, he's prepared, and that brings him a lot of confidence when he's up there, even down 0-2 in a hole. So I'm really proud of the way he prepares and the approach he takes, and he's relaxed. You know, he understands what they're trying to do. He understands what he can do, and that usually leads to a good result.
Injury updates will start with Stroman. He feels like he can make his next start?
Yeah, he feels like he does. We still have to get through, you know, a few days. He's not scheduled again to start until Tuesday. But if all goes to plan, hopefully he can get out there and get after it again.
And Jeff McNeil starting a rehab assignment?
He is. He's going to play both corner outfield positions. We'll mix it up a little bit and get him out there running around. He'll play 5 to 7 innings depending on the workload and go from there.
Playing both corner outfield spots with Juan Lagares getting the regular time and performing the way he is, you could have some interesting decisions to make over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, we could, and that's always a good problem, right? You want to have tough decisions because that means everybody's performing. You know, get panic at second performing. You have everybody in the outfield performing, right? So that's a good situation to be in and high-class problems.
Because we're seeing not only with Lagares but JD as well, just playing every day, these guys getting the at-bats every day really seems to help their confidence and help their performance.
Yeah, it really does. You know, you can get into a rhythm. You're seeing pitches every day. You know, one of the most difficult things in baseball to do is hit. And to make things harder when you're on the bench, you don't get to see live pitching often, and you have to step in there against a guy throwing 96, 97 with a wipeout slider. That makes it even more difficult. So getting regular at-bats always helps these guys.
The decision bringing up Chris Flexen, Ruben Tejada, designated for assignment, what went into that?
You know, we needed another pitcher. We used a lot of bullpen guys yesterday with the short outing by Stroman, and we felt we needed a pitcher. So Ruben, such a professional guy, and hopefully he'll stick around in the organization and help us out in the future, but it was just a tough decision we had to make.
And Noah Syndergaard starting tonight. What have you liked about what he's been doing on the mound lately?
Yeah, he seems confident. You know, he's going out there. He's throwing the ball over the plate. His slider is back to where he wants it to be and effective, and he's got a lot of confidence in it. So if he goes out there today, gets ahead, keeps the ball down, has a pretty good changeup. We see all the switch hitters in there, so there's going to be a lot of lefties coming up. The changeup's going to be a big key, and probably the curveball as well. If he executes those pitches, he'll have a great night.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one tonight.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.